all coming to an end soon, but it sure was a hell of a ride.
How difficult is that to say goodbye to a horse that's been this good, Alan?
Well, I've never had one this good, but it hurts. But, you know, as good as, you know, we've, you know, had a lot of horses over the years, but this one hurts a little bit when you see him leave the barn.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet thing, and it's always tough to say goodbye to the big horse. You're fortunate in a way that, like, all of a sudden, you got a new big horse in Dortmund. That's pretty cool. I mean, you know, you're losing one, you got a new one. How cool is that?
Yeah, that is great. You know, Colleen Shaw, he's got some really nice horses. He's a super nice guy, and I'm looking forward to a long relationship with him and having some good horses.
Alan, you know, you think about that career that California Chrome has had, and I went through some of those numbers as I was introducing you, and you just mentioned that you couldn't be more pleased with the way that he's doing and coming into the World Cup next week. Is it safe to say, and I don't even know if I should make this statement, that maybe he's doing better now than he ever has at any point in his career?
You know what? I think that is safe to say, actually. He just keeps getting bigger and stronger and better. It's amazing. It really is. I've never been around a horse that just keeps getting better like him. He's an exceptional horse, and you know, I'm really looking forward to running him this weekend. I think he's going to put on a good show.
Well, it was really smart to get him down there early and acclimated to the weather. It seems like he absolutely loves Gulfstream Park, which has got to make you feel good as well. So things are coming up super for you.
Yeah, I couldn't ask for things to be going any better. He loves it down here. He seems to like the track. And, you know, he's an amazing horse. He is. You know, I've never seen him on a track that he didn't like. I don't know if he just loves to run so much. It doesn't really matter what kind of track he's on, whether he likes one more than the other. But he sure does seem to like this track.
Well, for racing fans, Alan, it doesn't get any better than what we're going to see next Saturday. You have a $12 million race, $7 million to the winner. You have a rematch with the horse that beat California Chrome last time in the Breeders' Cup Classic when they met, and that's Arrowgate. What things do you see as being different or maybe being an advantage to California Chrome this time around as opposed to in the Breeders' Cup Classic?
Well, I think the short stretch is going to be to our advantage. You know, I think, and he runs around the turn so well. If Victor can get away from him and open up around the turn, I see it's going to be hard for Arrogant to run him down in this short stretch.
They're going to draw post positions on Monday as opposed to doing it the traditional Wednesday before a Saturday race. So they're going to do that Monday. A field of 12 at Gulfstream going a mile and an eighth. Is there any specific post position that you would say, we don't want that one?
Well, I don't think you want to be outside the eight. You know, anything on the inside of the eight hole, I think you're okay. But if you get the eight, you know, and out, you're at a disadvantage going a mile and an eighth on this track. Just because it's such a short run into that first turn. And I've got a feeling that there's people are going to be sending, you know, there's some horses that probably aren't grade one horses in the race. And I think, you know, they're going to say, well, let's just go and see what happens. And I think that's going to be our main concern is just get a good trip is all I want, you know, and post position is going to be a big part of that. And I think these jocks on some of these other horses are going to be sending out of there. And so hopefully we get a good position going into the turn. And I think everything else will work out for itself, you know.
All right. So let's say, for example, then, Alan, that he does happen to get post position number 12. And he's on the far outside. Does that change your strategy or your approach to this race in any way?
Well, you know, he breaks so fast. You just gotta let him run out of there, regardless of what post we get. I hope we don't get the outside, you know, because then you might have to use him up a little bit more than you want to, you know, going into that turn. But you know, I think if he can get a good post and he breaks so good all the time, that we should be right there. You know, if he's not on the lead, he'll be close to it.
These post position discussions always crack me up because, you know, when he was drawing the rail there, he had that little streak of rail draws. And, oh, maybe he doesn't like running inside. Maybe the rail post position is going to get him beat. And now it's like, oh, if he gets the 12 hole, you know,
right?
Are you kidding me? This horse is really good. I mean, he's not just your average good horse. He's a great horse. Let's face the facts. Let's use the G word here. I mean, he could break behind the gate and beat most of those horses. Now, I realize Arrogate's, you know, very, very, very tough. He's super talented, and he's beat him, you know. And I think Arrogate's a bigger concern than what gate California Chrome breaks out of. I think he could win from any place, including behind the gate. So, you know, I think you should continue to sleep well, Alan. That's my advice.
yeah. I sleep pretty good here in South Florida. It's pretty nice.
Alan Sherman joining us, talking about California Chrome, who goes postward in that Pegasus World Cup next Saturday. Once again, our coverage of that race kicking off 4 o'clock Eastern time. We will also be there live with this program, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern, a special World Cup edition of the program live from Gulfstream next Saturday. So make sure you circle that on your calendar. Alan, I played that clip of the graduation stakes coming out of the commercial break. When he won that race back in 2013, his first stakes victory, could you ever even fathom that he would end up in this position where he is going into his final race on Saturday?
No, I mean, you always hope, you know, that's why you go and buy all the young horses every year. And, you know, you're always looking for that big horse, you know, but obviously, you know, he's once in a lifetime horse. So he's just been such a pleasure to be around and everything. He's an amazing animal and definitely going to be missed when he leaves.
Do you have a favorite California Chrome moment?
I'd have to say when he won the Derby. You know, growing up in this business, you always dream about winning that race. And when he did it, it was, you know, I think I cried for an hour after that race. It was just so emotional and just so happy for my dad and everyone involved. It was just, it's so fun. That race was unbelievable. And I'd have to say the second one was probably the Dubai World Cup, you know, when they play the national anthem in a different country. And you know, the whole grandstand was cheering him on, and that was really fun as well.
He's Alan Sherman, and he is the man alongside California Chrome. His dad, Art, has been there every step of the way as well, and they make a great team, and they're hoping for one more big performance coming up in his final career start, which is next Saturday in that $12 million Pegasus World Cup. Alan, all the best over the next week, my friend. Keep the horse happy, and we will look forward to seeing you when we get down there later this week.
You got it, guys. We'll see you next week.